That was mean. So mean. Setting the alarm clock and hiding it. You're evil. Firstly, you're evil for leaving. Don't say you have to go to work. That's too logical and logic has no place when faced with my pout, and I'm pouting.
Have no doubt that I am pouting.
But then you leave an evil alarm clock to wake me up. Not fair. And I know that you're going to say, I'm just being sweet. I want to make sure that you're not late. I don't want to get up. I don't want to. Sometimes being an adult really, really sucks. Fuck. It's Friday. The longest day of the week. And I fell out of bed searching for that bloody alarm. I'm not a happy bunny. And you're mean and horrible and. No, you're not. You are far too lovely. You know exactly what I'm like. How hard I find it to wake up in the mornings when you're not here. You know, when you leave, the moment the door slams, I move over into the space you left behind. It's warm and it smells like you. And that's why I don't want to get up. Because I like it. And no, I'm not using your pillow because you said that I can't do that. So obviously I'm not because I'm an adult and this doesn't sound convincing. How do I sound innocent? Wait a minute. One second, please. I'm absolutely holding your pillow close and just breathing in your scent like some sad, creepy stalker. That you live with. What does that say about your taste in women? Okay, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. No, I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. I don't want to. I'm just calling you to let you know that I'm up. I'm up. I'm definitely up. I might be horizontal. I might be in bed. I might be clutching your pillow in what's almost a death grip, which is again a little bit weird. You've got strange taste in women. Woman, me only. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm up. I'm actually up. I'm up. And I'm down. I'll get up in a minute. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm gonna be up. I'm not gonna be late. No. Gotta be late. It smells like you. Not gonna be late. Not gonna get up at all. Mm-mm.